This is Member Care Media, a ministry of TWR, with some thoughts to help you in your work and daily life. This is a copyright production of Member Care Media and may not be reproduced without prior written consent.
Welcome once again to Member Care Radio. I'm Scott Hollinger, and I'm glad that we could be together once again. I was recently at a conference for TCKs whose passport countries generally are located in Europe. While there, I met and spoke with Deborah Moser-Schmucki, a TCK whose passport country is Switzerland. Deborah grew up, though, in Southeast Asia. She shared her experiences of growing up in Southeast Asia and also talked about the challenges that faced her when she moved back to Switzerland, her passport country. So join me now as we go back to the conversation that Deborah and I had about her move back to her passport country.
You basically grew up in the Philippines.
Yeah. Before I was one, we flew to Singapore, had the entrance course, and then we left for the Philippines.
Mm-hmm.
And then every 4 years, we had a home assignment here in Switzerland.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Okay. How did you like growing up in the Philippines?
Well, the first few years, I can't remember too much. We were really in, out of all civilization.
Mm-hmm.
So I can't remember that part too much. And afterwards, we grew up in the cities, quite big cities, but really poor. Like, we had lots of poor people and everything. But we had a cool time under the other MKs.
Mm-hmm.
And then afterwards, like boarding school, I left for boarding school at age 6 with my brother. He went to second grade and I to first. So that was a good beginning. But boarding school was really hard on me.
Okay. In what way?
I was like the homesick child. All my siblings, or like my sisters and brothers from boarding school, not my real siblings.
Right.
They remember me as the homesick girl. So that's my name. No, I always just missed my parents.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, how did you adapt to that? Because obviously you must have. I mean, you mm-hmm. probably didn't spend your years at boarding school constantly being homesick.
Mm-hmm. It was always in the beginnings. So it was a really hard time.
Yeah.
And then afterwards was a little bit better, but it always came again in special moments or so. Mm-hmm. Because we had like a dorm parent couple and a single lady from Switzerland, and it was about 15 to 20 children and 3 adults. Like, so they never had the same amount of time like our parents for us. So I think that was a difficult thing.
Right.
And then in third grade, my parents and my dorm parents talked to each other because I really had a hard time, and they thought it was going on with my schooling not as well. So they thought maybe it's connected and so. So my parents had a talk with me and asked me, hey, do you really want to stay in the dorm, or shall we do homeschooling, or do you want to go to the American school in the Philippines?
Mm-hmm.
And then somehow they took me into the decision. So I actually decided that, no, I want to stay in the dorm in Singapore because of my siblings. Or
right.
My younger sister and my older brother would be in Singapore and I in the Philippines. And I think that decision that I could, like, it wasn't just my parents' decision.
Mm-hmm.
You have to go there. So it was mine too. And that helped me a lot then afterwards. Yeah. And then we figured out things, what to do when I was homesick.
Uh-huh.
Like, I was allowed, I cried into my pillow at nights and so. And then they discussed with my dorm parents. And then the decision was I was allowed to have earphones and listen to music when I'm falling into sleep. And that was like little things which helped me.
Right. It wasn't that long ago that it took place, but it still sounds somewhat revolutionary that your parents did that for you. I mean, it showed that your dorm parents and your parents really cared about you and wanted what was best, that they were willing to ask you.
Mm-hmm.
Because that that's something that we as parents sometimes don't always think about, is actually asking our child what they want.
Yeah, and I think that was that main decision which helped me then afterwards, because I knew, hey, it's not just because they are sending me.
Mm-hmm.
And like, there was also a rule, hey, we're not going to phone.
Mm-hmm.
Because that was always really heavy on me.
Okay.
So we just wrote letters. We didn't have internet and email yet.
Right, right. Well, you grew up in the Philippines. Mm-hmm. You went to boarding school, though, in mm-hmm. Singapore. And did you continue going to boarding school through high school, or what we consider to be high school, or through your finishing mm-hmm. grades?
Well, maybe I have to explain yet. Singapore, that was a normal Swiss school. It wasn't like the missionary school.
Okay.
It was from normal business people.
Mm-hmm.
And we were just like 15 MKs in a school of 100 Swiss children.
Okay.
So it wasn't maybe the typical missionary boarding school you think about.
Mm-hmm.
But then in Switzerland, well, the school system is totally different. You have those, you have actually 9 years of actually schooling.
Mm-hmm.
And then the rest is really open.
Okay.
You can make an apprenticeship or you go do something like high school and then go to university or something.
Mm-hmm.
So I finished ninth grade. That was a home assignment year with my parents.
Mm-hmm.
And then they decided to stay in Switzerland.
Okay.
We actually knew, my brother and me, in which family we're going to stay already. Because my parents were always thinking of leaving again.
Right.
But then I think my parents decided because of us to stay. And I think that was a really good
decision. Oh, really? So I'm taking it that it was maybe not the easiest time for you to make that move back to Switzerland.
Yeah, because you have those 1 to 9 years, which are obligated in Switzerland. I came into this ninth grade, so that's the last year. And the class knew each other already 8 years. And I come into this last class, so that was really hard on me.
Mm-hmm.
Especially, we were only three girls in Singapore in our school, in my class.
Right.
And then suddenly a class of 25 children. And I was always really weak in Singapore. And in Switzerland, I was like one of the best students in compared to like,
Right.
All of them. So it was a really big change. And also the whole socializing thing or like how they reacted together, the guys and girls in ninth grade and everything. Oh, it was totally different.
So give us, I don't know if you can give us some examples, but how did it, as you looked at it from your perspective, you know, coming from living in Asia and in the school situation that you had, when you saw how boys and girls interacted or how did that hit you?
Well, I think at first I really was shocked because still we weren't only with Christians in the school in Singapore, but still it was a really safe area. Nobody smoked. And at the weekends, you didn't really go out into discos or anything. We didn't know that.
Right.
So in Switzerland, you come and there's like people dating already in the class. And in the breaks, you see them all snuggled up together.
Yeah.
And like that stuff was totally shock for me. I thought, oh. And in Asia, you don't even hold hands usually if you go through a city or so. You don't even show that stuff. And then here it's Switzerland. It's just totally different.
Yeah. Yeah. So what did you do then after you were finished with your nine grades?
Then I did a middle school, another 3 years of school.
Mm-hmm.
And then I did another schooling, 4 years for domestic economy manager.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's the right word in English. Yeah, I studied that and then I worked in a hospital.
Okay.
As a domestic economy manager.
Yeah.
I had about 40 workers or foreigners. They were actually all foreigners.
Mm-hmm.
And I just organized the whole domestic area in the hospital.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, as you began to live in Switzerland, your passport country, even though you'd really never lived there, what other aspects surprised you about life there?
The first 4 years, I would say, were really hard on me.
Mm-hmm.
4 school years. The middle school was only girls. Somehow, I don't know why. And there I somehow always thought I was out of place.
Mm-hmm.
I couldn't connect with those girls because they were all really just about outside things, like thinking about makeup and beauty and guys. And I wasn't in that area or in that thinking yet. So
Right. That
was really hard on me. And they didn't really interest, like they didn't really ask me questions because that was a new school and everybody was new. Nobody knew each other.
Mm-hmm.
So I was just one of one Swiss girl and nobody thought there's a big different background.
Right.
They couldn't see it. So I think that was the big thing. They couldn't see that I had a totally different life and hey, they should understand that maybe I react different or so.
Mm-hmm.
And they never had that understanding, I think. And that was quite difficult because I never could even talk about it with them. Yeah, and I think one big thing is in Asia, like when I was little, I had curly hair, red hair. I was really, everybody stared at me. Right. And I didn't really like it. Or they pinched into my...
Your cheek.
Cheek. And I never liked it, but they looked at me or they asked questions, who are you and whatever. And in Switzerland, you were just a normal person under right. everything. And yeah, I think that was hard.
And that's where we'll leave off today. On our next time together, Deborah will share how her parents helped her to adjust to living in Switzerland, including helping her to make some difficult decisions about life and how to become more integrated into Swiss culture. So that will be on our next time together.
This feature is a presentation of Member Care Media. Thanks for taking the time to listen. We invite you to check out our website further. We offer audio features and resources to help you in your work and daily life. In addition, we have links to other helpful websites that will be an encouragement to you and your family. This is a copyright production of Member Care Media and may not be reproduced without prior written consent.